Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Greetings to you all in the land of the living. This is the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Onesi coming to you live from the United States of America in the great state. One of the 50 states. Amen. In the United States of America, I want to thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast as we trying to key up the soundtracks and everything so that we can begin our broadcast. So we thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to today's broadcast. Amen. Praise God, and bless his holy name. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to come before your divine presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. You're worthy, Lord God, to be praised. You're worthy, Lord God, to be praised. We thank you, Lord God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We bless your holy name. We praise you. We thank you. We adore you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for all the angels, Lord God, who surrounds us this day from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We thank you, Lord God, for our angels in the north. We thank you, Lord God, for our angels of the south. We thank you, Lord God, for our angels of the east and of the west. We thank you, Lord God, for the angels that sit in the northeast. We thank you, Lord God, for the angels of God who sit in the northwest. We thank you, Lord God, for our angels that sit in the north and the southeast and the north and the southwest. We thank you, Lord God, for those who protect us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're worthy, Lord God, you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious son, Jesus Christ, Lord God, because it is he, Lord God, who allow us, Lord God, to be able to come to the throne of grace in a repentant manner to ask you, Lord God, to forgive us of all of our sins. Oh, we thank you. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. You're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah, you're worthy. Hallelujah, you're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We just want to thank God for you all tuning in for today's broadcast. I really thank God for the opportunity to come before your presence to just broadcast the word of God to you there in your various countries, and to be able to commune in every language, you know, with the technology God has blessed us to have. Amen. And so you're able to hear my voice in your own, you know, dialect. And I thank God for that. I'm truly your humble servant. As I said the last time, I am your personal assistant. Amen. For the word of God to go forward, to be a steward of God's word, and to help so many ministries. It's just a humbling experience that I am received from the Lord. And today we're going to be talking about feeding the world with the word of God. And I'm just excited to announce that we have opened up our food distribution center. Amen. And, you know, one of our board of directors said that she think it should be called outreach. And I thank God, you know, so we changed the name to Mike and Service Food Distribution Outreach. Amen. And I just thank God that, you know, as we learn how to do this to feed the world, because I believe as an American citizen of the United States of America, I believe that America has the power and the ability to feed the entire globe, you know, with all the people that are on this earth right now, and have a sustainability to be able to do that. But instead of trying to have the government do it, you know, God is the author and the finisher of my faith, and I trust God, and I know that God can do all things except fail. Amen? So we, the church of the living God, we will conduct this operation. Amen? And feed the world. Amen? So I do need member organizations to come forward to join with me in a network type of a scenario as we undertake this great occasion. Amen. To feed your brothers and your sisters and your community right there. You know, even if you're a member organization and you just feed your own family, please join me. Just call me, text me. You have to register at mkspcg1@gmail.com. We have to report everything to the federal government, because that's what I do. You know, I'm a federal person. That's all I know. So we'll report everyone who register. And basic information about yourself, and you know, the food is free. Our member organization will pay their membership fee, annual membership fee, and we'll buy the foods from that needs to be purchased at a very, very low each member organization. But to give to the people, there's no cost to the people to receive food from us. We don't, you know, if someone wants to give a donation to the ministry, your ministry that you're a part of, our network, that's a blessing, you know, because, you know, money does come from the Lord, you know, but he also uses people to bless you, your ministry, but you cannot charge not one single penny to anyone to receive the food. So I'm very excited about this new project that God has given into my hand to do in this vision. I just thank God also for our transportation system that is fully operational now. And, you know, we'll be, you know, in God's time and hiring people to help us to transport these goods and services to, you know, a global community, you know, and this is that's so awesome. You know, so like I said, totally humbled to be a part of this vision, and not only to have a vision and write the vision and make it plain on tablet, as Habakkuk stated, God spoke to Habakkuk about that, but to implement the implementation of this massive undertaking and just doing it and doing it with you, amen. I'm just so excited. I'm very excited. I'm just very excited about the privilege of feeding you the Word of God, and also the bread of the natural physical bread. Also, so we have the bread of life as well as the and the breath of life as well as the physical bread that we'll be able to give as God Himself multiply it. Amen. Amen. I want to pray for those truckers right now. I understand that they're protesting in Washington, D.C., of course, because of the gas. And I talked about the gas prices that have gone up like crazy. And I just thank God for the mandate. They put a stop. The government literally listened to me. And they have put a stop on those that would gouge and take advantage of the situation for about 30 days. The gas prices will be going down in your neighborhood. Send me some pictures. Let me know. I know I'll send down some pictures. I saw $3.89 and I gassed up, and that was pretty good. But we needed to go back down to 77 cents, like when I was like 15, when I was driving my car, you know, 77 cents a gallon. It was awesome. It was sweet. It was nice. But we thank God for that. We thank God for our government and our government body, our governors, senators, congressmen and women. Oh, my God, great, great leaders of this nation. I thank God for all of our administrative people that make some great decisions to help the people of the United States. Anyway, today I'm going to talk about a dream, you know, that Pharaoh had. We're coming from the book of Genesis. And it was also a man that was persecuted and thrown in prison wrongfully because someone lied on him. And, you know, that happens even today. So it actually is a situation that has occurred in the past, and it, you know, has occurred even now. You know, people are lied on and so forth. But he was raised to the ability to govern and take care of all these food. Amen, the distribution of food that we're doing, amen, because of the dream that the king, the Pharaoh, had, and no one could interpret that dream, and he was the one that was able to interpret dreams from youth, you know, so anyway, we thank you for tuning in to hear what that says the Lord. As I read the scripture, so let me open up the book, amen, and we'll go from there. Oh, so we're looking at chapter 41, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, Pharaoh's dream. Then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Joseph had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly and gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking and fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept his sleep. He slept. And a dream a second time, and suddenly 7 heads of grains came up on his and good. Then behold, the seven thin heads, lighted by the east wind, sprang up after them, and the seven thin head devoured the seven plump and full heads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that the spirit of was troubled, that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called on all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men, and Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh by saying, I remember my faults this day when Pharaoh was angry with his servant, and he put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief baker. And we had a dream in one night, he and I, of us dream according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guards, and he told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to pass just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. They brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, cleaned his, and changed his clothes, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that you can understand dreams. Amen. And to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me, God will. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream, I stood on the bank of a river. Suddenly seven cows came up of the river, fine looking and fat. And they said in the meadow, then behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such ugliness as I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and ugly cow ate up the first seven, and the fat cows went when they had eaten them up. No one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I awoke, and also I saw in my dream, and suddenly seven heads came up on one staff, full and good. Then behold, the seven heads withered, thin and blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them, and the thin head devoured the seven good heads. So I told this to the magicians, but there was no one who had explained it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years, and the dream are one. And the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh, and God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them, 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt. and the famine will deplete the land. So the famine, so the plenty was not been known in the land because the famine following, for it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. And let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in the seven plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up grains under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the city. Then the food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. Joseph's rise to power. So Joseph's advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one of this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all of my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Though I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring out of his hand, and he put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen, and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot, which he had, and they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On. So Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. Now in the seven plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. Amen. So he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities. He laid up them, every city, the food of the fields which surrounded them. So Joseph gathered very much grain as the sand of the sea until he stopped counting, for it was immeasurable. And to Joseph were born two sons before the years of the famine came, whose Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, and God had made him forget all his toils and all his father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God had caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Then the 7 years of plenty, which is and were in the land of Egypt, ended, and the 7 years of famine began to come. as Joseph had said. The famine was in all the lands, but in all the lands of Egypt there was bread. When all the land of Egypt was famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Then Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph. Whatsoever he says, you do." The famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, and the famine began, and it became severe in the land of Egypt. So all countries came to Pharaoh in Egypt to buy grain because the famine was severe in all the land. Amen. God bless the reading of his holy word. Amen. This is a great story, a true story, a historical event that had occurred in Egypt. And the same thing that occurred then is going to occur now in our lifetime in the 21st century. So let us pray so that we can hear what thus says the Lord. Father God, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Father, for this day. This is March the 20th, 2022. We thank you, Lord God, for your revelation power. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing and your deliverance. I pray for each and every one that is listening to the sound of my voice and to this broadcast, both now and those that will listen in a future time. We ask, Lord God, that you bless them, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God. Bless them. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And this I pray. Holy Spirit, come now. Holy Spirit, help me to interpret the words of God so that it will be understandable for those who are able to listen and to hear and those that will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So what does all this mean? I basically, as I've said over and over, I try to read the Word of God and interpret the Word of God for such a time as this, as how it relates to, you know, in my mind, you know, in my personal opinion, but, you know, how it relates to you and I today. And I like reading the scripture again, line by line, so that I don't miss anything. And then the Holy Spirit then takes over, and then you just jump in. And I can tell sometimes when I'm speaking, I can tell there's a, you know, there's like a quickening or something within my mortal body. And I can tell, the Holy Spirit really is taking over the broadcast now. And it's just amazing how God, the angels of God himself, you know, will show up. Amen. So I was reading this scripture the other day, and I, you know, sometimes when I read something, I say I want to talk about it. And then when I come to broadcast, then there's something totally different that the Lord will give me to focus on. But today, he's given me the same scripture, the same words. So, yeah, so we're going to go through this. Amen. I believe that we are able to do just what Joseph had said here in America. America is a great nation, and I believe that we can take care of this thing that is happening, because we see as the gas prices are going up and up and up and so forth. And we see that what the Bible talked about, there's going to be wars, which we are experiencing in Africa, as well as in Russia, Ukraine, you know. So north and south, there's wars all over. And so we see wars happening, and we see rumors of wars also occurring and so forth. So the Bible is true, and the Word of God is true. God cannot lie, and the prophets of God and the priests and the prophetess God uses to speak his word, they're speaking the truth as well, and because they're saying his word, God's word, amen. And so what we want to do is keep everything everything that we're focusing on. We want to focus on God's word and read his word and repeat his word. Amen. So that the people that are listening can, you know, understand for themselves. They can read for themselves and they can hear and they can also maybe figure it out for themselves in their own way of interpreting, you know, for themselves. What is being said? What does that mean for me? You know, what's in it for me? You know, how is this going to benefit me? Amen. Because in America, we are a me generation, right? You know, we're all about ourselves. We're not about other people. We're not really, you know, what's in it for me. So when I speak, I like to give you the reason what's in it for you as to why this is important to you, you and your household, your children, your children's children, and beyond, your family, cousins, kinsmen, kinswomen. So verse 1 of chapter 41 in Genesis says that then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Okay? Okay, so in his dream, he was dreaming that he was standing by a river. Okay, so we can interpret that like, say, we have our own king. We don't have a king in America. We have like a president, okay, that sits and it has 2 terms, of office, so a total of 8 years. If the people really love him, then they vote him in again, right? So he would be considered our king, you know. So Pharaoh is a king of that time. So say our president is in the Washington, D.C. area, and we have the Potomac River, okay? So, you know, so he had a dream, and he went to, and he was standing, and he was, you know, looking over a river, the Potomac River, okay, for example. And so here in verse 2, it says, then suddenly there came out of the river 7 cows. Now a river, cows are not found in a river. We know cows to be found on land, grazing, chewing green grass, and producing white milk. It's a saying of how can a brown cow eat green grass and produce white milk. Anyway, back to the story. But he saw out of the river Potomac, that these 7 cows came up. And you know cows are very fat. They're big, they're hefty, you know. They were fine looking, he said. And they were fat. Okay, so these are some nice and cows, you know. With cows, we eat steak. We have, you know, kind of T-bone steaks. We have some nice meat that can, you know, a different segment of the cow. We chop it up, we eat it, and stuff like that. We have oxtail, you know. We got cow tail, cow foot, cow, you know, cow head. Every part, the shoulder, the fat, very nice. Healthy cows. They look really good. And they said in the meadow, so now you saw that the cows that came up out of the river now is eaten in the grass in the meadow, like normal, right? So they would eat and chew in their cud, you know, they eat really slow and they chew their cud. And they actually spit it back out and they chew it up again. It was kind of like disgusting in a sense. But anyway, they're able to, you know, chew and they eat and they graze, you know. So he was able to see that they were feeding in the meadow. So now verse number 3 says that then behold, there were seven other cows in the dream. He saw 7 other cows came up after after them out of the river. So this is the same river, River Potomac, for example, and 7 new cows came up. And it says that these 7 cows were ugly and gaunt. In the King James Version, it has a different word for it. But we understand English, the ugly is ugly. It's something that doesn't look good. And he said, and they stood by the other cows. So they went next to the other cows, right? And they were on the bank of the river, okay? And the ugly cow and the God cow ate the seven cows. Now, I was watching a movie the other day about the Greenland and the men that would, have the dogs in the sled and stuff, going through all that ice and stuff like that, trying to get to the other side to discover Greenland and the land and stuff like that. They would have the dogs that fainted and the weak dogs, they would cut that dog up and feed it to the other dogs so that they would, there was no, like, you know, store around. So everybody would eat the dog. So here you have the cows, that those ugly cows eating the beautiful cows. They were eating it away, eating. So all of them got eaten up. They ate all the fine-looking cows. Pharaoh, he woke up, and he said, oh, my God. So he woke up, you know, because that was literally a nightmare. You know, here you have a dream, and, you know, you have been in a dream state yourself, and you literally can see things in three-dimensional, like you're right there in the midst of the dream, you're part of the dream. Well, this particular dream was basically a nightmare because he woke up out of the dream, right? He's like, oh, my God, what is that, right? So it said that although he woke up, in verse 5, he said that he slept again and he dreamt again. So he slept and he dreamt and a second time. And suddenly the seven heads of grain came up on the stalk, plump and good. Okay, so now he's, I guess, in a field somewhere in this second dream. You know, there was a movie, Fields of a Dream. It says, if you build it, they will come, you know. And it was a corn, and he decided to make a, instead of growing corn and selling it, you know, at harvest time, he decided to cut down his corn and put a football field there instead. Oh, it was a baseball field. So anyway, it says that he slept, and suddenly seven heads of grains came up on one stalk, and it was plump, and it was good. Oh, my gosh, it's yummy corn. Oh, my God. You ever seen some sweet corn? It is golden. It's fat. Every little grain, is every kernel is just fat and plump. You bite into it. It's juicy. The juice pop back on your face. Yeah, they were very plump and good. Then, behold, the seven thin heads, light by the east wind, sprang up after them, okay? And he said that the thin head devoured, somehow the corn, the thin one, was able to devour the other corn. Like they were eating, they were like plants, because you know you do have some plants that eat, you know. So it was like the thin, ugly corn was able to eat up the good corn, and he was able to see that in a dream, and so the seven thin head devoured the seven plump and full head. So Pharaoh woke up. He woke up again. This time, he indeed realized that he was dreaming. You know, he was dreaming, and this happened in one day, one night's dream. He had two nightmares. Okay, so now it came to pass that in the morning that his spirit was troubled. In the morning, you know, he dreamt, he woke up, and he dreamt, and he woke up again. This is morning, and so God is speaking to him. God speaks to us human beings during the night season. It's around 2 in the morning, between 2 to 6, like about 4 hours. God is given Pharaoh these dreams in his mind, and God is speaking to him in the dream so that he can see what is about to happen. God reveals things to people through dreams. Amen. And the dreams always come to pass. Dreams always come to pass. So now when he woke up in the morning, so say this is now like 7 a.m., 6 a.m., he couldn't go back to sleep. He was troubled. He just had a bad dream all night. He was troubled, and he sent and he called for all the magicians, okay, because back then they believe in witches and warlocks and soothsayers and people that can see things. And, you know, in the 21st century, they call them psychic people. They can see, they can look in, you know, something, and they can see and tell you all about yourself. You know, everything you tell them, they'll repeat it. You know, and they can tell you of something that's about to happen. So he called for all the magicians of Egypt. Then he also called for all the wise men. There's the people that were well-read. You know, they studied. They were maybe lawyers, doctors, you know, people that are educated. He called for all the wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream. He told them about the cows, the cows that ate up the other cow, and told them about the seven corns and it came up looking good, and the seven ugly corns that there was just dried up, and they ate up the other corn. He told them everything. He didn't leave out anything. So he told them his dream, but there was no one that could interpret the dream of Pharaoh. You know, it's like, you know, how can another man or another woman tell you what your dream means? You know, are they God? You know, they can't do that. And you're like, Pharaoh, are you crazy? I mean, I can't tell you what your dream means. Verse 9 says, the chief, a butler, spoke. Like I said, he had gathered all his administration people, you know, to find out what is going on, you know. And, you know, it's kind of funny because a lot of people, they don't want, you know, the government, the political people that are in power, they don't want them to have faith or trust God or some entity that they can't see. They're like, yeah, just forget about that, you know. No, we're going to look at the natural order of things, okay, the normal way of doing business. They don't believe in God. I'm telling you the truth. A lot of our leaders don't believe in God. So the chief butler was there. He was there. And he remembered, he said, oh, I remember my error. And if you remember the story, I believe I read it before. If I didn't, I'll go back to it another time. But this guy was incarcerated for something he had done, and he met with Joseph. The Joseph was the guy that interpreted dreams. So he was telling Pharaoh that I met this guy while I was incarcerated that could tell, interpret, you know, he interpreted my dream, and it made sense. And my dream was 3 days, and I was going to be restored back to my position working for you as your cupbearer. And the other guy that you also incarcerated, he had a three-day dream as well, and he said that, you know, in his dream what would happen, and Joseph told him that he was going to die in 3 days. And sure enough, he was hung in 3 days, and I was restored back to my office in verse 13. It says, then it came to pass, just as he interpreted for us, so it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. Then Pharaoh said, send, and he called for Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved and, you know, looked good, well-groomed and well-mannered, so he can appear before the king, the pharaoh, the leader of that area called Egypt. Yeah. And so this is going to happen. These things that we're reading today on Sunday, March the 20th, 2022, God is preparing us to know what is about to happen in a seven-year period, the seven-year that we should bring about an opportunity to store up everything everything that we can store up, because there's going to come a time 7 years from that 7 years. So say like 7 years now, if today is the first day that we're being told this, okay, this is thing that's got to be taken care of right away. Now, we know that our elected officials will go in and out of office every 2 years, every 4 years, and stuff like that. But this is a seven-year term. The food and everything, is the land is going to be bountiful. It's going to be popping. I sent out a message on yesterday, and I was taking pictures this past weekend, and I was taking pictures and filming. I was looking, look at the real estate. You know, everything is gorgeous. Everything is beautiful. It's just popping. Real estate is at a prime height. You know, this is location, location, location. This is it. You know, and I wrote a message. Don't sell, because there's going to be a great demand for this particular area, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. There's great demand for the real estate. It's true. It is happening as we speak. All the way down 95, everything is popping, booming, and looking beautiful. You know, crystal buildings, crystal everything, beautiful. Everything is new, fresh. All the old stuff is being washed down, tore down. New stuff is coming up, erecting beautiful, beautiful real estate. Everywhere, every street, left and right, the streets are coming in, the highways are coming in, beautiful, looking good. I saw the Frederick Douglass Bridge. It looks good, you know, looking like, you know, with the arch, you know, several arches, and I'm like, wow, it looks gorgeous, you know. Everything is being washed and cleaned, and all mildews are gone, and everything that's old is gone. It's looking great. So the 7 years from today, okay, is so 2022, you're looking at 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029. So 2029, 7 years, plenty. We're going to be booming. The gig economy that we're in, everybody moving and buying food for someone and bringing it to picking up and delivering items, everyone ordering online, everything is just going to be money coming like all over the place, right? Everybody is receiving income and increase, all right? So we're in 7 years of plenty, right? The story is telling us that there's going to become a time, 7 years, when plenty stops. So 2029, plenty is going to stop all of a sudden. You know, the S&P and all of the national products, everything will just stop. Wall Street is going to come to a halt. Something is going to happen that will cause that devastation. We experienced it with Enron when the bubble burst and everything, and everybody lost their entire retirement and many, many things, and many people had to go before Congress, you know, to explain what they did and all of this stuff, man. A lot of banks folded, and only five banks stood after all of that. It's amazing. We're going to have something like that again. That's what God is saying, okay? Or worse, yeah? So we need to prepare ourselves today, now, for that. And this is what this dream is about, and this is what Joseph is about to tell Pharaoh. So here we go. Let's continue. So, of Genesis chapter 41, it says, then Pharaoh sent and he called Joseph, and they bore him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved and changed his clothing and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there was no one who can interpret it, but I have heard it say of you, that you can understand a dream to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, and he said, it is not me. It is not in me. It's not me. It's not me. But God will give Pharaoh the answer of peace. Dan, in verse 17, says, Dan Pharaoh said to Joseph, Behold, and he's now repeating the dream. Behold, in my dream, I stood on the bank of a river. Suddenly, seven cows came up out of the river, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then, behold, seven other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, ugliness as I have never seen in all of the land. And the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first seven and the first and the fat cows. And when they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them. For they was just as ugly as at the beginning. So here in this dream, he said, in the next 7 years, people are going to be eating or getting whatever, the same type of thing, the same pattern, because they haven't changed, and they're still working hard for the money, and yet it's like the money is drying up. No matter how hard they work, no matter how rent goes up, no matter how mortgage payment interest rate goes up, or whatever, you know, the economists, they do their calculations to try to settle this thing. It's not helping. The prices of gas is going up or whatever. Everything is going up, trying to, you know, satisfy the ends, to make ends meet, but it's not being satisfied. It's just like nothing is happening. It's just like we're not at a win-win. We're at a lose-lose-lose. Really, you know, it doesn't even make sense for us to even get up and go to work, right? So verse number 20 says, and the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first seven and the fat cow, and when they ate them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I woke. And also, I saw in my dream, the second dream, that suddenly seven heads had came up on one stalk, full and good. And then, behold, seven heads, withered, thin, and blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them, and the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. Amen? Excuse me. Anyway, so I told this to all my magicians, and they were no one. There was no one who could explain it to me as to what's happening. Amen. So we have now, looking at 2029. So those that were in power in 2022, they were in office for 4 years, so 2024 is the new election, whether they go out of office and then you know, say the Democrats are in right now and the Republicans come in. So 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027. Okay, and then there's another change and the Democrats come back in office again. Okay, so Democrats now, 2028, new Democrats start again. 2029, the Democrats are in power, and the 7 years of 20 is up. Democrats are in power, and the new 7 years of this blatant, ugly-looking mess is started in 2029, 2030. Now, not only that, the population of the world has increased to 15 billion people on the earth. And more people need to be fed. Oh, my God. Okay, so we have a problem in Houston. Houston, we have a problem. Okay, so now the next regime is going to come because the pendulum is swinging back. You can take this thing. The Republicans have it, okay? You know, I'm just saying if everything is 4-4, you know, no one did the 8 and then, you know, 8. Either way, whoever's in office is going to be experiencing this thing. Whichever party is in office, whether it's an independent party, they give it up to the independent Democrats. They step back, and the Republicans step back, and this new independent guy is moving forward, or a gal, right, to control this mess. It's a mess. Oh, my gosh. How are they going to handle this, you know? This 7 years of blight. Verse 25, it says that then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows and the seven are 7 years, right? And the seven good heads, years. And the dream are one. So that could be technically maybe 14 years of good time, maybe 7 years. In 7 years? Or it's happened in 7 years and then seven. Mad. 7 years of good, 7 years of good. And so who knows? We don't know. What is God saying to us today? Right? But the thing that I'm hearing is that the preparation of the people preparing for such a thing that is about to happen, I think is a good thing. We can prepare ourselves. Amen. Verse number 25. Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. And the seven good cows and the seven are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years, and the dream are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blighted by the east wind are 7 years of famine. Okay. So famine is in the land. Famine and pestilence. So we have wars and rumors of wars. Now we have famine, and we had had pestilence already hit the whole world. Remember just a few days ago, everybody masked up and everything. Everybody getting injections or whatever, all kind of stuff. And everybody trying to save themselves. People dying left and right, so we heard, and so forth, right? So we had pestilence in the land, and people are being leaving the earth before time and things like that. All that is happening. Well, this famine is where everybody in the whole world is going to be feeling hungry. Uh-huh. The entire globe will be hungry, needing bread. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. And indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt. Okay, so all the land of America. Okay, 7 years of plenty everywhere. America is right. Man, this is it. We're in the bling bling. People are, more billionaires are being created than ever, ever before. You'll be seeing that. People, I'm not talking about millionaires. I'm talking about billionaires, a B. I mean, the capital B, and multi-billionaires are going to be formed during this time that never has been seen before in the history of the world. More billionaires are going to become very wealthy. Black people are going to be very wealthy in their own right. People from all over that are part of this thing, this new gig economy, and get the understanding of it with the internet and the viral way of doing business and understanding the cyberspace of things. Very wealthy. There may be someone that comes up with an idea, a creation of something that will help humanity even better. Everybody's going to go for that thing. I don't know. Could be, you know, like a little mouse or something. Some invention. And everybody's going to want it. And because the demand for that thing is so great, overnight this person is going to be filthy rich, not rich beyond measure. And it was just a kid, you know, like 10 years old, came up with the idea. And very wealthy. It's happening already. We've seen it. So this new 7 years is when more people are going to be very wealthy. I mean, wealthy beyond wealth, okay? I mean, it's a stupid wealth. It's super stupid, super califragilistic, espialidocious wealthy. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, wealthy beyond wealth, okay? It's just going to be amazing, whether Bitcoin or whatever, who knows? It's just going to be this new thing all of a sudden, and suddenly, these 7 years of wealth is coming at us, and the whole world will experience it. All right? So in the same time, Joseph is telling Pharaoh what we must do now is the preparation during the 7 years, during this great, indeed, 7 years of plenty will come throughout all of the land. It is coming. It is upon us today, March 20th, 2022. I, the Archbishop, have spoken it. Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, you know, with all my names, the name of a Persian name, all of that stuff. My words have never fallen to the ground. When I say something, it happens because I only speak the word of God, the word of truth. Someone say, well, what is truth? Well, I only speak God's truth. I only speak God's word. And in here, I am reading that it says that there are indeed 7 years that is upon us. And indeed 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all of the land of America. Amen. But there's a conjunction, but. Verse number 30. After them, 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten. The people are going to be hungry. You're not going to remember that, oh, we had it good back then. Forget about that. I'm hungry now. I want to be fed now. Lines and lines of people lining up for bread, soup, and some cheese, man. And you saw it in the 1929, I believe, when there was a Black Friday or something, when there was a run on the bank. Everybody took their money out of the bank. The history was that everybody didn't trust the bank, so they went and they withdrew all their money out, and just everybody was in lines for bread. And, you know, we see it in the history books. This is about to happen again, y'all. I'm saying we need to get ourselves together and ready for this. Preparation is the key to our success. Preparation is the key to our survival. Amen. And it says that all the plenty will be forgotten in the land, and the famine will deplete the land. Deplete the land. So we are going to be stored up, and famine is going to attack the nation. And not only is it going to attack the nation, it's going to deplete it, totally wipe out. I remember I was driving in North Carolina, man. I was driving, and there was no one anywhere. It was just absolutely amazing to me to see how clear all the streets were. I mean, no one was walking back and forth. It was like a ghost town. I was all over North Carolina, man. It was absolutely amazing. I'm driving everywhere, you know. And when I went from one state to another state to another state, and that's what was happening. It was just amazing. Yeah, I was out there driving, you know, like, you know, whistling. when everybody was gone, it was like amazing. All the truckers were off the road. Everybody, cars were off the road. People weren't walking. Bikers was, nobody was on their the skateboards. It was just, everybody was, just, it was dead everywhere. And then I was able to look on television and I saw in different countries in the world, you know, it was the England, China, Italy, different countries. They were experiencing the same thing. No one was anywhere to be found. No people. It was just amazing. I was just like, what the heck is happening? We just went through that. Okay? So God is preparing us in Genesis chapter 41, for those who just tune in to the Word of God today, chapter 41, verse 31, it says, so the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. That means what happened before is not even the experience that we've just went through, the experience of the 1929, is going to be worse than anything that we've ever, ever experienced. The severity of this is just going to be just amazingly great, because the amount of people on this earth, by the way, has increased to such a number, and nobody can stop it, by the way. I know people are trying to get rid of people or something, some kind of genocide and all this other stuff. Nobody's going to stop the growth of man being on this earth, okay? Because human beings, we are supposed to multiply, and that's the order by God. So the multiplication of man, it's irrevocable. It's going to happen. More people are going to be coming on this earth from every race, every creed, every culture, every religion. There will be more people on this earth. So we have more people to feed, more mouths to feed, and the food, science of making bigger animals, bigger, more plants, and all this other, is still going to be not enough. The famine is going to be so severe. It will be very severe. Hear me. Or it will be severe. Verse 33 said, the dream was repeated to Pharaoh a second time, twice, because this thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. God will shortly bring it to pass. It didn't say the devil. It didn't say Satan, Lucifer, and all his imps and chimps and deviant behaving, whatever. It says God himself will surely bring it to pass. This is God talking to us and preparing us so that we can do something now about this. Verse 33 says, now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man. Well, it could be a woman, a discerning woman of God. A discerning man of God. Why I say of God? Because it is God who speaks through that person so that they will know what thus says the Lord, that will help the people, that will help the nation. So let the king, or let the president of the United States of America select a discerning, wise person of God, and set him over the land. And he has to do it now for the preparation of the 7 years of plenty. Because God will speak to such a person and tell that person, this is what we do. Because what God does today is not going to be the same thing that he does tomorrow. He's new every morning. You can't repeat what God did yesterday, because I've experienced that. When I think that I got it, God will pull the rug from under me, because that's not where he wants me to go for this season. And I've learned to just listen to the voice of God. Just to listen. Okay, God, what is it? Yes, Lord, I hear and I obey. Because I do, right? I literally hear the voice of the Lord. You know, people say, how should you hear God? I can't hear God. Because you're not listening. God speaks to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. And it's up to you to listen and to do what that says the Lord, or not to. You have a choice. I've said that over and over. We are the only one, human beings, are the only one that has a perfect, we have a will to do God's perfect will or not to do it. You know, it's up to us. And that's what I love about God. He doesn't care if you don't want to obey him. He doesn't care. It's up to you, because it's your health, it's your wealth, your well-being. So let's finish this story. And it says, verse 33, now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man. And I'm saying man, human being, man, woman, select. Okay. And set him or her over the land. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land. So God is saying one-fifth, not a tenth, but one-fifth of everything that we have, we need to collect that. And during the 7 years of plenty, and store it up, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store up the grain under the authority of the king, of the government of the United States of America. And this food will be set aside for such a time as this, in preparation of this up-and-coming famine. And it says, store up the grains under your authority and let them keep the food in the cities. I mean, we have 50 states, so in all over, you know, we have these foods. Yeah. Because people are going to be coming. They're going to be coming for help. And the food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine, which will be in the land. The land, that the land may not perish during the famine. Now, the famine after 7 years is not going to be long, but, you know, after the 7 years, you know, there's going to be a change, of course, you know. The pendulum always swing back and so forth. But the severity of the 7 years of famine is just going to be so great, you know. I mean, come on. So preparation, I believe, is what God is saying to us today. Amen. As we get ready to end today's broadcast, I'm very excited what God is saying to us here in America and around the world. And I thank you all for tuning in to today's broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, as we keep our minds stayed on him. Amen. I thank God for you all. I thank God for those who are listening to the sound of my voice. I thank God for the opportunity to speak his word. And again, I want to invite you to join me in our food distribution. You know, I did it before a little bit in North Carolina. It was just so many people to be fed. But this time we're doing it a different way, and where I would like our member organizations to help me so that we can distribute the food to those that are in need of food. And it's going to be good. Again, we are a church of the living God, but the persons who are receiving food from our organization or our member organization, they don't have to listen to, you know, a sermon before they're fed or any of that. No, we'll be giving them food. They just have to register to We want to be accountable to, you know, the government of the United States and report. We have, you know, so many people came through, you know, so many blacks, so many whites, so many Asians, so many Hispanics. You know, we want to give accountability to every race, every creed. And so our application will have those details on it so that we can give a report of, you know, how many people are being fed. And prayerfully, we'll get donations and contributions because we are tax-exempt 501c3 organization in the United States, recognized by the United States and IRS, and we don't do anything for profit, you know, and I like it like that. And because with that position, I'm able to talk about Jesus Christ, and I'm able to speak God's word freely. But the thing is, what I'm saying is doing the mandate of feeding people, I don't want someone not to come to us for bread because we're going to, you know, persecute them because of their behavior and stuff like that. You know, so if you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, or if you're not, you're atheist, you know, and don't believe in God. If you don't mind receiving food from our organization, you'll get the, you know, the food. You don't have to hear any scriptures or any of that. So, but if you want prayer and you ask, I'll be glad to pray for you. And our member organizations will also be glad to pray for you. And if you want counseling, we have great counselors, you know, that can help you in that capacity. But the purpose of our food distribution outreach is to feed those that need to be fed. Amen. We're not doing shelter. We're not doing any of that, utilities or any of that. We're just focusing on the food. And because the mandate is so great that we've read today, in Genesis chapter 41, and it's on my heart, it's just pressuring me to go forward. No one is putting any pressure on me in my mind. I'm seeing this vision, I'm dreaming this dream, and I'm hearing from the Lord that we have to prepare. So please, please, sir, please, ma'am, when you do any donations to our organization, My King Service, you get 100% tax write-off for everything you give into my hands. Into my hands, you give me, you get, you know, I can't give anything back to you. I just, you know, I've shared that with you over and over, that it's you, God has used, and God has blessed you to bless me to be able to be a blessing to his people, to the masses, right? But everything that you give into my hands is non-refundable. Don't look for anything back from my hands or from our organization in any capacity. We're going to use it to take care of the gas, our trucks to go out, to deliver food, you know, however God gives it to us, facilities. I don't know if we even have a facility because God has never allowed me to have a physical facility. We've always been virtual. We'll be running the food distribution system as a virtual reality with, you know, and you would be in a lot somewhere that we're authorized to be with permit to be there distributing the food. We don't have any overhead, not going to incur overhead and all of that, nor our member organizations will have those overheads because it'll be too much of a weight financially. And we don't have it like that, you know. So I thank you all for tuning in. Please email me if you'd like to register to be a member organization at mkspcg1@gmail.com. Or if you would like to have food, you don't want to be an organization, you just want to think about anyone else, email me so you can register at mkspcg1@gmail.com, and we are going to get ourselves organized so that we can distribute this food to you without cost. Again, I remember organizations will pay an annual fee that is non-refundable. And our member organizations will also pay for the poundage of food that they would like, truckload of food, you know, and then they will distribute it. They will not charge anyone for the food that they are given to their, their community and their neighborhood, even to themselves, you know, their families and so forth. I thank you all. I thank you for your support. I pray God to continuously bless you, your household. And, I love you all so much. I want to thank all of my viewers. Today I'm going to show you what Google sent me a report. We're over 22 million views for my films and my photos that I do out there. I love what I do. Google is not paying me. I just want everyone to know and understand that. But I just thank God for them giving me the analytics of those that are, you know, watching me as I do the different things that I'm doing. Thank God for all the ministries that are part of our network. They're doing a great job. Amen. And also want to thank God for every country that is looking at us. Next time I come on, I'm going to make the announcement. Okay, here we go. 21,232,654 people. 21 million. Almost 22 million views. Ain't that awesome? That's just an awesome report. 22 million. Here we go, 22 million. So it's steady growth, and I thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Let's see, what else? The countries that we are in, let's see if I can quickly go down and say thank you to all the different countries real quick. We're just all over the place. And like I said, I think next time I'll have more of a list. Last time I counted, we had 48 countries that listen to our broadcast. We now have 58 countries that are listening. Even that is amazing. But I want to give a shout out to the United Kingdom. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. France, we thank God for you that are listening to our broadcast. Of course, many countries are listening, but many states in the United States are listening to the broadcast, all 15 states. We have listeners there. Thank you. We have people in Canada. We thank God for Canada. Amen. It's amazing. Japan, well, thank you for listening to our broadcast. We have South Korea. Thank you for listening to our broadcast there. We have people in Ukraine, Russia. People in Russia listening to our broadcast. I can continue, but let me say and make it very plain. If I didn't call your country today, next time I come on the air, I'll call out each country because I wasn't prepared to say that. But I thank each and every country that are part of our network that are listening to our broadcast online as we stream live on the air. I thank God for all those that are coming on board to be a part of our television network. Very excited about that new vision. That's going to come to fruition finally. And thank God for every ministry that is part of our radio broadcast and network. We broadcast the Word of God every single day. Amen. From 6 a.m. in the morning all the way to midnight. Every day, 7 days a week, 365 different ministries are broadcasting. And today, Sunday, we really ramp it up all day long and into the night season. And so I really thank you all for your participation. And again, everyone is doing this because of the love that they have for God. No one is being paid. No one, you know, I'm not coming out of my pocket paying anyone to broadcast God's word. And it's just the love that they have for God. And I just thank God to be a part. I want you all to join me in Jamaica as I will be honoring many men and women who have done great works in their lifetime. We'll be doing a coronation service for the anointment of the Archbishop, which we have done the Sukkot of 2021, we want you to come to see this great coronation service. It's my first time doing a coronation service, so we're going to put together many apostles who I did ordain and set aside. I'll be giving them their full-fledged power and authority to go forth in the office of the apostle. And with the pastors, Pastor Wellington, she's been waiting more than almost 4 years now for her release to go forward. She's been doing a great job, so she will be getting recognized there. And New Kingston, Jamaica, with Cindy's, please join me in October, I believe. Then also, we'll be going over to Aruba. So we're going to Aruba, Jamaica. Oh, I want to take you to Bahamas, Bermuda, come on. I'm telling you, we're going to enjoy ourselves this season. Please join me. You will make your own, way to get there. I'm not going to control any of that. If you want to come, join me there. We'll have a great time enjoying the Caribbean islands. Amen. It's just going to be very, very nice as we prepare ourselves. Please, please, please come and be a part of the festival, the celebration, the coronation service of the Archbishop. And I just want to sing this song. I was singing all week, and I was like, Holy Spirit, please allow me to remember this song when I'm broadcasting. It's just been just a beautiful song that I sang when I was in Iceland. I learned it from this lady who had joined us in Iceland, and she taught it to our choir. It's just a beautiful little song that basically, till we meet again, you know. And it's just, may his peace be with you until we meet again. And then we repeat. Excuse me. May his peace be with you till we meet again. May his peace be with you till we meet again, till we reach the crystal shore, and we'll shed a tear no more. May he give you strength to endure till we meet again, till we meet again. May his peace be with you till we meet again, till we reach the crystal shore, and we'll shed a tear no more. May he give you strength to endure till we meet again, till we be with you till we meet again. May his peace be with you till we meet again. Till we reach that crystal shore, I will shed a tear no more. May he give you strength to endure till we meet again, till we meet again, till we meet again. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he give you peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding, as we keep our hearts, our minds stayed on him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. God bless you. God bless you. This is the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Harris-Smith, wishing you a blessed day. Amen. Listen to the soundtrack as we just thank the Lord for this great thing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. God bless you.